The big sports news this week is, for once, not the World Cup. It's this.
Leading off and playing shortstop in his 14th and final All-Star game, the captain from the New York Yankees, Derek Jeter.
Derek Jeter is retiring. Tuesday's All-Star game was basically a tribute to the longtime Yankee, but some think the tribute was a bit over the top, including Mike Pesca, here in Now Sports Analyst, who's also the host of the podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. And Mike, before we get to that, let's just give Derek Jeter his due. How important of a player has he been for baseball?
Oh, he's excellent. He's, you know, ninth all-time on the hits list and one of the very best shortstops ever. And it's beyond, and of course, all the titles, you know, a winning shortstop, not just him, but he's the captain of that team. And you ask around baseball, and everyone will cite him as the way to be. And in fact, his greatness is sometimes used as a cudgel against other Yankees. So you'll hear Red Sox players, for instance, saying, I don't know about this A-Rod character. It doesn't seem like a real Yankee. To me, a real Yankee is Derek Jeter. So yeah, he's fantastic. I love Derek Jeter. Anyone who watches baseball should love Derek Jeter. But the Fox broadcast of the All-Star game loved him a little too much.
Well, tell us about that. Why do you think Tuesday was over the top?
Well, I mean, Deadspin put together a video of every time he was mentioned, the 100 times he was mentioned. Sam Miller in Baseball Prospectus did a different count. 90 Derek Jeter cut two shots, 27 shots of Derek Jeter in slow motion. I mean, it was just the idea. I was trying to think of analogies. Like, let's say you're a committed Christian and you go to a church, but it's like way more evangelical than the one you're used to. Or let's say you're a Civil War reenactor and you like to do that on weekends, but there you're going to meet a guy who like never wears modern underwear and makes his wife call him Lieutenant Colonel around the house. It was just oppressive. And, you know, I think Derek Jeter, because he really is a good guy, it seems, you know, we can't really know, and a great player, I think he'd be the first to, you know, be a little bit embarrassed by that. He doesn't relish all the attention, and maybe that's like he's a lover who spurns you. You know, Fox just wants more and more of his attention. Maybe that's going on.
Well, and isn't this what we're going to now see in every city that he plays in for the rest of the season?
Yes, the farewell tour and giving him gifts. And we saw this just last year with Mariano Rivera. Everyone gave him a gift, and he gave a speech. And, of course, they do this because he's a great player who should be honored. And baseball is the sport that's obsessed with its own history. And that's good. But also, a lot of times, he's going to be showing up in cities where there's no reason for anyone to come to the park. But if you hold Derek Jeter night, that's a guaranteed extra, you know, 10,000 tickets sold.
What are you going to be watching, Mike, other than Derek Jeter for the rest of this season? What teams are looking good? Any storylines in the race for the playoffs?
Yeah, well, I don't think the Yankees are even going to make the playoffs. That's an interesting thing. The AL East is a little upside down when you think about the traditional powers of the Yankees and the Red Sox. Looks like the Blue Jays and the Orioles are the two best teams there. The Tampa Bay Rays are making a comeback after being horrible. I think the most interesting team in baseball is the Oakland A's, because Billy Beane is this great, brilliant manager, and we know him from Moneyball, general manager, and he's just assembled a team that statistically is so good and is beating their opponents and beating them by a lot now. They've never won a World Series while Billy Beane is GM. This could be the year they do it, but every time they have had good teams in the past, and every time they get to the playoffs, you know, Billy Beane just says, well, I can't quote him exactly because of the FCC, but he says, my stuff doesn't work in the postseason. There's a lot of luck in baseball.
Mike Pesca, here and now sports analyst, who also hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com, talking about Derek Jeter, who is retiring, and we'll hear about it for the rest of the season. Mike, thank you.
You're Derek Jeter. I mean, welcome.